Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Carol Markowitz, she is a columnist for the New York Post, author of Stolen Youth, How Radicals Are Erasing Innocence and Indoctrinating a Generation. Amen to that. Carol, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on this book, and thank you for being bold enough to speak about it. And here's an article in Fox News from Carol that we will retweet. Your children belong to you, not a school. If you don't fight, you'll lose them. Carol, please lay it out for us, and God bless you for doing this.
Thank you so much. So the book traces how this woke virus has taken hold in so many aspects of our society and aimed its indoctrination at children. We go through the COVID years, we go through how it's happening in schools, but we also talk about how it's coming from publishing companies and medical schools and teachers' colleges, and all these places have sort of the same theme throughout them, which is they teach leftism, and then these people go and disperse it to your children.
But wait, you mean, and let me touch on this, if I may, because I keep track of what the kids learn. If they're taught about gender, you and I both know every medical doctor on this planet knows there's two genders, man and women. And you
can't say that.
But how do you know? And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Like, I had a friend who went, to your point, Carol, I'm not to sound like an over-concerned dad, but I am, guilty as charged. But somebody said they went to the doctor for the kid, and the kid, and then, you know what the note they got back? If your child wants to transition, here's where you go. Mm-hmm. What is that?
That's right.
How are they allowed to do that?
Yeah, we spoke to so many parents that are going through a very similar thing where their child might be confused, their child might have been influenced, especially on the internet, and they go to their doctor hoping for some sort of reprieve and some sort of guidance, and the doctor has no choice but to deliver one message, which is, if your child is transgender, you must affirm them, you must help them transition. And that is crazy. It's crazy that there's such conformity among these doctors that if they speak out, if they say there are only two genders, they can lose their license. They can this is a fear that they have that absolutely exists, that they can lose their license, that they can be, just have their whole life destroyed. And it happens more often than people imagine. So many things over the last few years have pushed this conformity. You know, the COVID years, you were not allowed to say the schools could open. If you did, that meant you wanted teachers to die. People got fired. Jennifer Say got, pushed out of her job at Levi's for saying the most obvious thing in the world, which was that schools should open because everything else was open. And so we have the situation where this forced conformity has come to America and it's targeting our kids, and we have to fight it.
What's the end game? What is I can't get a handle on what the end game is, because you and I, Carol Markowitz, we accept everyone. We don't demean anybody. We don't care what you're.
Of course.
I come from the entertainment industry. I don't care what your sex is. I don't have time to work. Right. I love you anyway. I love you. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you are, who you are, what you choose to be. But leave our kids alone. What's the end game?
Exactly.
What is the end game, and who's leading? Is the entertainment industry leading this, do you think?
Well, it really is a cultural revolution. In our book, Stolen Youth, we open with a history chapter tracing the totalitarian nature of this, where everybody has to think the same way, and we need to have everybody parroting the same lines. Mm. It's gotten to where we are not allowed to say certain things. You're not allowed to speak except in a very rigid way. So you can't say, I'm not racist. That's not appropriate. You have to say, I'm anti-racist. And if you don't say the words in the exact right way, you can find yourself out of the in-group. And all of this is terrifying to people. And they use the social pressure to make sure that everybody conforms. And this has happened in societies in the past, in China, in Soviet Union, in Cambodia, and so many other places where they enforce these social guidelines. And they always sever the family connection first. And we go through all of this in our book, Stolen Youth.
This is great. You do. You write in this article as well. We open our book with a history chapter in the roots of this wokeness in totalitarian and totalitarian regimes of the past. And you mentioned just now Soviet Union, Mao's China, Cambodia during the Khmer Rouge, and others tried to sever the family connection as a way of pushing their indoctrination onto the kids and by extension the parents. It's all for power and control, Carol.
Yeah, and it's happening here. The keeping the secrets from the parents is a big part of it. Recently we were in the car with my three kids, and my daughter had gotten her nails done, and my little seven-year-old son kind of joking around said to me, like, oh, can I get my nails done? And I also joking to him said no, because we have very strict gender roles in this family. Totally kidding. But my 13-year-old daughter, she was like, she said to him, she said, don't repeat that outside the house, because she knows that something like that, he can, you know, he can just go to school and say something like that to his teacher or to somebody else, and it can cause an issue. And she's concerned about, you know, the social problems that might cause from saying something that's inappropriate like that. And nothing about that was inappropriate. I was kidding, but even if I wasn't, so what? But the kids know. The kids know that they're supposed to say things in a certain way. They fully understand that.
Yeah, you know what? So, and wokeness, you write here, Carol Markowitz, wokeness pushes a separation between parent and child. So does it come around? We've been right about everything, Carol, and we applaud you. We applaud the New York Post, and we always applaud honest journalism, which is an anomaly these days. But as we go through all this, we see from the virus, from the therapies for the virus, from everything, from this administration and the mistake to put, and this is Piscopo talking, nobody else, but I feel what a mistake it was to somehow get Joe Biden in, because now we're at the precipice of nuclear war. Iran's off the charts, Russia and China are off the charts, and it's all happened. We were right about everything. You are right about this wokeness killing us. Will this whole wokeness nonsense end, and will we be right again as we were about everything else?
It's really tough, because I'm very optimistic, and I'm very optimistic about Americans. But the concern to me is that the people in deep blue areas are too afraid to speak out. I mean, we saw that during the pandemic. They won't speak out at all. They're just petrified, too afraid of the social pressure.
Yep.
But the problem is that the people in the red areas don't think this affects them. They think that this is only happening in like San Francisco and New York. But it's happening everywhere. You know, there was a story like a week or two ago about a teacher transitioning a 9-year-old. And that 9-year-old, who the teacher kept it a secret from the parents, they turned this 9-year-old girl into a boy at school, called the girl by boy pronouns, didn't tell the parents any of this. And that school is in a red enclave on Long Island. I mean, it is in a red hamlet, in a red town in Suffolk County, which I know you know is red. Yeah. And if it's happening there, it's happening everywhere. And that's what's hard to break through to parents, because they just don't believe it yet. And so we need them to face it, and then we need them to fight it.
And you talk to the children, right? You talk, you know, I got to tell you, my youngest, we put in a Catholic school. It just makes all the sense in the world for me. I you know, what am I going to tell you? I love the Catholic schools, and it seems like they, and by the way, we don't vilify. We don't teach to vilify, but you got to ask your kids.
Yeah.
It's like, and this is not really in regards to this, but like on September 11th, I always talk about September 11th. They don't teach it, and most schools don't even talk about it anymore.
Oh, I know.
What is that?
So they don't teach any history in schools. They don't teach any history, especially American history, in schools, because they find it controversial. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous way to be. And that's, again, back to the totalitarian systems where they delete history. They erase things that happened in the past. They tear down the statues. They make sure that, you know, that we don't remember any of it, and we don't have anything shared. And that's a big part of it also. When they separate us like that, when they erase our history, they erase our connections to each other. And that's a big way that totalitarians have imposed their rule throughout history. So the fact that it's happening in America now, I mean, just because it's not specifically the government doing it, doesn't mean it's not happening. The totalitarians are in control of so many of our institutions, and they're really causing damage that we need to fight back on.
You know, the political term, before we let you go, Carol Markowitz, by the way, we want you to check out right now, if you Google Stolen Youth, How Radicals Are Erasing Innocence and Indoctrinating a Generation. It's a great new book from Carol Markowitz. Are these teachers now, and again, I'm not being derogatory, this is a political term, there's a term, useful idiots. And maybe in their heart they don't believe this, but they're just perpetuating the people that want the power and control and are really useful idiots in this regard.
Right. So the people pushing this agenda they have a mission, and that is cultural revolution, where we all become leftists. And, you know, if you saw the Bernie Sanders clip recently where he didn't know the difference between equity and equality, such a great moment, because the left has been pushing this equity nonsense for so many years, and Bernie Sanders is at the forefront of that, and he doesn't even know what it means. It's like they're using our kids as guinea pigs for an experiment that they don't even understand themselves. There is no such thing as equity and equality of outcomes. That's crazy. So what we want to do is have kids have the equality of opportunity. And that's where we should be. But the left has been pushing against this for so long. I think that the biggest fight right now is for this generation of children, and to fight back against these, you know, conformist totalitarians who want to take control of our society. It's the number one thing we should be doing right now.
I know. It's so funny. We're the counterculture. You know, you're too young, but I remember when the hippies in the 60s, man, they were the counterculture. Now they're running everything. Yeah. And we're the counterculture now. How did that happen? But we will fight. And the fight is just. Yeah. And the mission is just. Save your children. You got to get Stolen Youth from Carol Markowitz. Carol, great. Thanks for being a great mom
Thank
as well.
So much,
and
girl.
Thanks for taking
Thank
the time
you.
Always. Thank you, Carol. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership program offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.